I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We are back in the studio after an incredible couple days of the 23rd annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And as I said at the start of the show, you set a record, a record number when it comes to donations, well over $5.7 million. And extreme thanks for that. And we will at some point this morning on the show have a final total for you. But that is incredible. This is Cotto from Boston. Hey, Cotto, what's up?
Good morning. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. So for a while now, I've had a problem with Elliot Wolf. And also have just had a problem with the way that, like, the Patriots are, you know, being ran or whatever. But there's three players right now that are disgruntled: Micah Parsons, Terry McLaurin, and Hendrickson.
Mm-hmm.
There is no reason that the Patriots shouldn't be in on those three players. Obviously, you know, it'd be great to get one of them.
Yep.
But I've been seeing reports saying that, like, the Patriots think that the asking price for Hendrickson is too much.
Mm-hmm.
But you're a team that's coming off of four wins. You're going to have to overpay for stars to come play here. So I just don't understand why they're not in on these players and how they think that they're going to continue to improve without getting good players like this.
Well,
like, it just doesn't make sense.
It's a great question, and there still remains the odd back and forth between who is in charge down there. Elliot Wolf, when he spoke earlier this week, made it a point to say that when it comes to the roster, he gets final say on it. I don't believe that to be true. Elliot Wolf also says that Mike Vrabel has a vision, and that vision is a, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's a long-term vision. And mm-hmm. I don't understand why. I agree with Cotto. I don't know where you are, Wiggy. I think I do because you talked about it a lot last mm-hmm. couple of days when we weren't talking Jimmy Fund. I agree. Like, if you can get any of those guys, then give them pretty much what they're asking for.
I'm with that one all day long, especially a guy like Micah Parsons. But if you're willing to give up a first-round draft pick, can't you get Trey Hendrickson for a first-round draft pick? You probably can get him for less than that, Chime. I would say you probably can get Hendrickson and McLaurin for second-round picks.
Is Elliot Wolf going to be doing the drafting, or at least pretending to do the drafting going forward? If he is, his track record is not that great. So go ahead and give the draft picks away. Like,
Who do you believe, honestly, is the decision-maker down there?
I don't know who the decision-maker is, but the latest reports yesterday...
My favorite craft is Josh.
Josina Anderson had the report that the Patriots feel as though Trey Hendrickson costs is too much.
Right.
So they do not want...
But the Bengals have no leverage. The guy wants out. He has made it very clear.
Right.
They have done a terrible job contract negotiating. They're going to either have to just let him sit and rot the whole season and get nothing for him, or trade him for something. The Patriots are going to get him way cheaper than they should. Like, the cost should not be too high for a guy like Trey Hendrickson.
So then where is that coming from?
It's probably coming from somebody being cheap in the front office, and that's
stupid.
Who
do we think that is? I think it's Elliot Wolf.
Okay, so who do you think the person is for the Patriots that is the final decision maker on...
Kraft.
No. I'm saying between Elliot Wolf and Mike Vrabel, who is the final decision maker when it comes to getting guys?
I think it's Mike Vrabel.
I would agree with that. Courtney?
I would like to agree with that, but when I think about being cheap, I don't see Mike Vrabel being cheap. And if they're saying Trey Hendrickson is too expensive for them right now, I think Elliot Wolf, it goes Kraft, Elliot Wolf, and Mike Vrabel.
Well, unless Mike Vrabel thinks in the back of his mind that Elliot Wolf is going to be gone, he's going to have his guy running. He and his guy are going to run the draft.
Stretch.
And they want to hang on to those picks so that they have them because they're building long-term.
That would make sense.
How about putting it this way? No matter who is making the decision, the status of their roster and the inability to have star players lies at the feet of the owner of the team. So
yes.
You can say, you know, he can delegate it to whoever he wants, but it's his organization. My lead's going to be about the Cowboys and a great Netflix documentary that I just started watching about America's team. Fascinating behind-the-scenes stuff that I thought I knew. I think it's very well done. You even have, like, George W. Bush, and you have all the ex-Cowboys. It's really well done on Netflix.
Yeah, but I mean, Mike Vrabel may have been told that he has a longer runway than we might think he does, and mm-hmm. so he may not have the same urgency, there's that word, that fans feel when it comes to this upcoming season. Like, he may feel like I improved this team by another
two wins, three wins.
I'm
no way Mike Vrabel's thinking like that.
He's not thinking that's what he wants, but he may have been told, listen, this is a disaster, and that's on us, meaning the ownership of the team,
right.
And you got a significant amount of years here to get things right.
Mm-hmm.
And so he might not want to, you know, spend draft picks now for this season when he feels like he's going to have a better option of getting a better player down the line. I don't know.
See, I don't go.
And maybe I'm making excuses.
Yeah, it sounds like you are, because I don't.
That's fine.
I don't think I could see if they were like, oh, we don't have the money. We're at the cap, but they got plenty of money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I think they look at...
Where do you guys think short arms plays a bigger role, left tackle or the owner?
So I would say the owner. I look at and I say, Vrabel is the type of coach that comes in. What are they paying him, $15 million? Something along those lines?
Mike Vrabel?
Yeah, they pay him.
I don't know if it's that much.
He's getting a good chunk of change.
Right. Yeah. So there's no way he comes in and goes, okay... Oh, if we can win two more games, that's a success. Take time. We'll be all right. We're planning for year 3 and 4. Like, no, he's probably looking at it. How can we win this year? And if you can get guys like a Terry McLaurin, maybe Micah Parsons might be way too much and you're not willing to spend that, which I think would be stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, all right, we're going to stay away from him. But Trey Hendrickson, all right, like Shime said, he wants out. You offer up a second round pick. I think the Cincinnati Bengals will be all over that.
No, I don't get it. Believe me, I agree with the caller. I don't understand why you're not doing everything possible right now to continue to improve the football team.
If so, he wins seven games this year, what do you think?
I think seven games, the Crafts would probably say they're happy with that.
I'm not talking about the Crafts, but what do you think the fans' reaction is to
seven wins?
Yes.
I mean,
it depends how Drake May looks. I mean, that's really what.
But if you're winning seven games, I don't think he looks that good.
I think there's a reasonable amount of the fan base that would be happy with that improvement.
See, I don't think so. I think the fans, even Vrabel said this the other day that.
The fans just want competent football, Wiggy. They don't want to be embarrassed.
I think the fans all anticipate Mike Vrabel to have this team at nine wins and really contending for a playoff spot, because even Mike said at his press conference, like, hey, temper down your expectations a little bit. We're all new coach. Remember he said that, like, we're coaching together.
Yeah.
So he knows that fans are not going to sit there and go, wait a second, you only had six or seven wins?
Yeah. Well, we will get to talk to Mike Vrabel about this very thing in person on Monday morning on this show. So we will be at Gillette for a Mic'd Up Monday with Mike Vrabel Monday morning, and we'll see if we can get some answers on that. Can we open the window world of Boston weather window, please, Chris Scheim, for Chris Curtis? Curtis, if you could poke your head outside, it's a little chilly out there this morning.
Yeah, if you have errands to do, I would do them before work instead of after. About an inch and a half of rain coming in after 2 o'clock today in the greater Boston area. We need it. It's going to linger till around mid morning or early morning tomorrow and move through the region. It's going to be gorgeous this weekend in the upper 70s.
Okay.
However, if you are planning on boating this weekend, Erin is a feisty lady.
Yes.
Looking like waves off the coast of Block Island, 15 to 20 feet.
Oof.
7 to 10 feet in Buzzards Bay, and about 10 feet to 12 feet on the north shores of Boston into New Hampshire in Maine.
Okay. You could get a whole house full of windows installed for $99 a month. Just go to windowworldofboston.com. I'm going to start requiring photos for those who are participating in the Twitch chat.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm watching Twitch, and I watch the chat. I enjoy most of those who watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube every day. But I just saw Joey D. Scott say, dude, Greg is looking rough. Like, I don't know if that's a comment on my appearance or what it is, but I need a photo of Joey D. Scott so that I can take a look at what Joey D. Scott looks like.
You don't even need a photo, really. If somebody's talking about your looks, you know exactly what they're going to look like in return.
You think so?
Yes, yes. You always do.
I mean, I feel like I got a pretty good tan going.
Yes.
Looks like you got a new haircut.
I did. Right. I feel like Nate didn't do me that, like, full justice on this haircut. He went a little trim in the beard area, which honestly I like the beard to cover up my chins.
All right, so you like a thicker beard.
Yeah, but I mean, in general, I'm comfortable with the way I look, Joey.
As you should.
I love the salt and pepper beard. It looks electric.
It's wisdom.
Maybe I should start dyeing the thing.
No. No. Girls like salt and pepper.
Yeah, that's big.
What's your favorite
salt and pepper? Call Silver Fox, man.
What's your favorite salt and pepper song?
Greg hates salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Push it.
Yeah, I played one song by them like my third day here, and Greg's like, never again.
Not a big fan.
Push it good.
All right.
Real good.
Let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Sean, I believe that is the cure. Am I correct about that?
Nailed it, Greg. Well done, sir.
Okay. Lead singer of that band, last name Smith. Anybody know?
No.
Former quarterback in the NFL?
No. It's Robert, I think. Robert Smith, Cure. And Leeds this morning brought to you by Subaru. Don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. It is going on right now, and there is so much to love. And you can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
And hey, given the record-setting night, I want to commend Shine for picking the song Cure. Related. Yes. Is that why you did?
Yeah. I sure did, Curtis. Well, look at you.
Good job.
Record-setting, by far, the most money ever given in the 23 years of the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. At last count last night, and there's still some dollars trickling in, but you had donated over $5.7 million. Previous record when it came to your donations was $4.9 million, and you got to go all the way back to 2008 for that. So
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, well done by this audience. Extraordinarily well done. Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. I've been doom and gloom at times, but I'm trying to inject some positivity into my life, especially about the New England Patriots. Austin Mock of The Athletic has his... Basically, he does a projection model, so similar to what a lot of sports books and stuff will do. They'll run a simulation 100,000 times, grab all the projection, like the records and the playoff odds and all that stuff, and kind of compile it into a nice, neat, easy-to-read chart, which I believe Mitch will have for you on Twitch. And according to Austin Mock's projection model, the Patriots are projected at about 8.4 wins this season. So as much as we... may have questions about the offensive line, about the weapons that Drake May has. Some people have questions about Drake May. All of those things need to be kind of, you know, maybe Mike Vrabel wasn't saying temper your expectations, but like, relax a little bit. It's still preseason. It's still practice. Like, once the games come, things will be a little bit different. And this Patriots team looks to double their win total from the year before. And somewhere maybe even get close to 9 wins, maybe be closer to 8.
Also, Vegas always gets it spot on.
Yeah,
like that 8.5 number has been the number for a long time.
The Vegas over-under, as you pointed out, is still 8.5. It's slightly favored towards the under, but only minus 120. It's not that much, which is exactly what Austin Mock's projection model would indicate. So the Patriots also have like a 39% chance to make the playoffs. Not great, but I also think that in this projection model, the Steelers are probably too high, in my opinion. And so, like, there's an opportunity here for the Patriots to overcome one of those teams in front of them. And so just, you know, I understand I am part of the hysteria sometimes when it comes to concern and worry about the team. But at the same time, like, this team is going to be better than last year. We're going to have a good football season. It's going to be, there's going to be some ugly games. You might get spanked around by the Ravens or the Bills once or twice, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good football. It's going to be a legitimate football product, which is what we want.
Steelers projection too high from your perspective because you don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to get the job done?
Yeah, I just think this overrates Aaron Rodgers. I think the Steelers defense is aging. It's not as young and good as it has been in years past. And so I also just don't think that they have the offensive line and skill players to do much damage.
Where is the majority of the money? Can you tell people going more over or more under when it comes to betting
Patriots
on?
I don't have the numbers, Wiggy, at the moment, but the last time I saw, like, the Patriots over for a while was one of the most bet win totals out there. But I mean,
and that's why I think a lot of fans expect them to be 9 wins, right? I think a lot of fans expect them to be 9 wins, not 7 wins, if when you're going at this 8.5 total. And if you're a team that has 9 wins, then you're a legitimate playoff contender. You might not get in, depending on what the rest of the, you know, the conference looks like. Mm-hmm. But if you're a 9-win team, you're literally right there knocking on the door. So, and that's why I think the expectations for this team a 9 wins, and if they end up with 6 or 7 wins, I don't think people are going to be happy about that.
No, I would not be happy with 6. I would be okay with 7. I would be delighted with 9. I think I had them at 9. Curtis, I think you had them at 10 at one point. Yeah. I don't know if you're still there.
I'm still there. I don't allow any of this nonsense in training camp to alter my opinion.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Courtney will tell you I'm down to 4.
That's one lead down from Shime. Excellent. Thank you, Shime.
You're welcome.
More leads to come.
Including you like one. It, Shime, when the Patriots get spanked?
No. I prefer that for myself. Okay. I don't like watching it, Curtis. I like having it done.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Well, yeah. Noted.
More leads coming next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.